What was his name?
Real horses. Ponies are mean. That's the rep.
That's what I heard.
I'd pick Candy to do anything.
Okay. What's the date today again? Gotta love it. I wonder if it continues to record.
Yesterday was the 16th. Today should be the 17th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today is the 17th. Yesterday was the 16th.
May 17th, work session of the Naco Sanitary District is now called to order. Roll call, Charlie Bainey.
Here.
Andy Foster.
Here.
Jesus Guerrero.
Here.
Stephen Day is present. Robert Orlowski has an excuse. Okay, where were we? Oh, we were talking about budget. See, I don't know if I can pause this and actually do calculations on my calculator and still have to pick up the recording.
You hit the middle circle down there.
Well, that's pause, though, but I think I just go like this. It'll actually keep recording while I do the other thing. I'll check it out. Because it shows the microphone showing, that means it's on.
We can do annotated minutes on this because it's not like we're discussing heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Get reduced to a
I know.
Paragraphs for each day that talk.
So I'm just gonna. I'm looking. I mean, our main expense right now is our old anyway.
The work sessions you can get formal, informal. We're talking back and forth in a formal meeting. You know, whoever has the, you know, the right to speak, you have to, you know, ask permission.
Oh wow. We only asked for $18,000 in taxes. I guess we're kind of right on the money there.
Right.
Okay.
Let's ask for more this
Let's
year.
Let's ask for 20 this year.
That's what I'm saying. I'd say 24 if possible.
No, I want to stick with 20. We can't jack it that fast.
Sure we can.
Well, there's limits. Well, there's limits that we have to stay within according to the
they
state.
They got sticker shock with the college, but I mean, whatever our limit is, I say we.
I know.
Because the people who are the poorest.
We might not need all. I would say we might not need all that much money.
People who are paying property taxes would pay more. You know, the bigger the property, the more the taxes are paying, and so the little places don't pay as much.
Yeah.
And somehow it's more fair. Because like the fire department, you have to, you know, you can't go turn off the fire department services if people don't pay, so it has to be out of your taxes.
Well, I'm not doing that. Oh, I need a pen, though.
Here.
Gee whiz.
Three or four of them. You can throw a small one.
Yep.
Here, you can have this here.
I think it's like 1%, which is like $1,800. I think we wanted to go higher last year, but the reason we didn't go higher was because of the limitations we think.
Yeah, you went up as far as you could go, as I recall.
What the fuck? Okay, I don't know what this is, but it wasn't working.
You disassembled it. I watched you take it apart, and now it doesn't
Jesus
do what it's supposed to do.
I do not believe this.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
No, the threads don't work with this shit. They push up in there and then the pen won't go. I don't know what the hell that
That's
is.
That's American politics.
You
That's
can't
what
even
I was
push this
about.
Thing down. I don't know. That's the weirdest pen in the world.
Here.
Freaking me out.
I don't know what happened.
A fucking ballpoint pen.
I have no idea why this thing no longer works. Here. I reassembled it.
Yeah, whatever.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty. That's American politics.
Weird pens.
If you're righty, you're tidy. If you're lefty, God, you're loosey.
God, this is crazy.
That's how American politics rolls.
Aye. I know better. We're not going there. I might just stay with that.
Then what am I?
Wait up.
Yep. So we have 12.
They call in, believe it or not.
2,250.
I ride my horse.
That's 27,000.
Yeah, I rode around and rode a horse today.
And there's do.
What a great childhood we had riding our horses.
750. That's another 9,000. That's 36,000 right there in salaries. And employee benefit and employee stuff should be about 10% of that. That's what we pay Social Security out of. That's 10%.
What's this that you're on? Which line?
Employee benefits. That's basically taxes and Social Security. Our portion of Social Security, 10% is good, so that's $3,600.
This is on page 2?
Yeah, page 1 really doesn't have a dick. No, I'm just doing stuff. Utilities, don't know. We've got to figure that out.
They're not very much there.
Yeah, because I'm looking at vehicle repairs and maintenance. Really, how many vehicles do we have? None. Okay, so that's just got to... Yeah, we do have, but that's small tools and equipment.
Yeah.
Well, vehicle repairs, maintenance, tool maintenance.
We have that hedgehog cutter that needs to be maintained.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but that's not going to cost us $3,500 a year. Building repairs and maintenance, that's a number I'm pretty sure we don't need.
Over there at the county?
Jesus Christ. It's budget season. Why would you expect it to work when you needed it? It's the county.
That's true. That's why they got a nice way.
It's probably overwhelmingly overfilled by now. Yes. Oh, that's right. They changed it now. You can sit and wait.
Instead of stand and wait.
Utilities, we got to figure that one out. What is that? More than $200 a month, probably. $300 a month?
Utilities with rent here.
We don't know how much the new flow meter's costing or how much electricity's going to go up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We need to have a contingency because... APS will probably get a rate raise this year.
Yeah, I think we buy 6 months of service at a whack with that radome system
this
or whatever.
Place or just the plant?
Well, we have electricity, and then we could end up with like internet services here and a new phone because we're on Lumen and they're worthless. They don't return our messages or anything, so we're just going to stop. We quit paying them. We got to get a new phone.
Well, I'm just going to like pull this number out of my ass. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to assume that the workman's compensation insurance isn't anywhere near as much as our $2 million property insurance, but I'll go with the number like. $600 a year for that.
Rule of thumb is 4.5 of whatever your payroll is.
Dang.
I mean, that's
insurance.
If I'm correct. Am I correct, Monica?
What?
Like, rule of thumb for workers' comp, if you're just doing a rough estimate, it's like 4.5% of whatever the wages are you're paying.
Yeah, but that's like for a regular employee who works 40 hours a week. We got a dude that comes out to our property one day or one
it's
month.
Off of how much he's paid, off of his salary, I would guess. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, there's also the risk. What chances is he going to have of getting hurt when he's only out there once a month?
Right, but I think it's 4.5%.
That's insane.
It's industrial commission number from when I used to have to do that stuff.
It's crazy.
Well,
I know. Well, we had no building maintenance, I'm aware of. Materials and supplies, we definitely need to up that number. We'll have to figure what that is. Water testing, that's more like $15,000. what was the last one? 31, 31, 31. That's 96 plus like a $1,000 one. Or two 1,000. I don't know. I think it's about $12,000 for water testing. See the 20 grand for wastewater treatment plant? That we got to sit around and play with it because I don't think that's actually the money we spent to redo everything on the wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, that was Gil money and all of that.
Yeah, that was included Gil money. I put it there for that purpose. Like we didn't use the $9,600 in professional services. We'll leave it there. That's our
29,000 in arrears from people not paying. It'd be nice to just have.
Well, that would be like for lawyers and stuff. Oh, I don't know. That's her stuff. That's right.
But I'm just saying that we can put it into other line items if necessary.
Well, actually, that's her stuff.
We don't need it for WWTP. Correct.
We don't pay taxes, but we pay $1,000 a year for a license. We know that now. This is stuff we didn't know last year. We don't lease. Well, yeah,
and
we
travel,
do.
Travel, we okay. Could go up and get some of our records out of Phoenix if we had a travel budget.
We're gonna need to pay you more than $300 a month for renting the office space next year.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We'll keep that the same.
So
then.
If we had a travel line, we could actually go up to Phoenix and get some of our records.
I'm trying to figure out the year to date how you actually spent, but there's some kind of connection to this IPN and that is not working right
now. I'm trying to connect to them and ask
them. That's too bad. See, I'm not so sure I've ever been charged for election fees. No. But I'm going to keep that in there just because.
Well, election costs and fees that
it's every other year, so I don't know what they're.
Advertising budget for the notices. Which line is that? Our Laura Swan.
Oh, I don't have one. I haven't got there yet. Reimbursement for county services. I don't think the charges do anything, but I'm going to leave that there.
Charges for services.
Oh, there's like professional stuff up there. Professional services. That includes her $800 a month, plus any other professional services we want, which will probably be that one.
Emergency medical.
What are you talking about? I'm not sure what he's asking.
Transfers to reserve account.
That would be, if we have enough money. We're going to leave that open because we're going to add everything else up.
Okay.
And then add all the, I'm going to keep the revenue the same. Because we're going to wait till the end of this month, but I have a funny feeling it's starting to add up. We're getting closer to the amount we asked for. So it's not looking that bad, the taxes. But she can't get online right now, so we can't see. But over the next couple of months, we should get another $5,000-$6,000 in tax revenue.
And we'll know by Thursday.
Well, let's figure out this way is, in November, people pay half, plus people like you and me who pays the whole thing.
Right.
So, but I bet you about a third of that, a third of them are basically what the smaller people like us that have to pay all at once, that probably compromises less than a third of the total property. Then everybody else pays half.
I can pay it in two.
Yeah, and then everybody pays half and half. Well, mine's so small that they won't let me. Don't have choices. If it's less than $100, you don't. But it's that those people who can split them, that probably is 80 or 90%. So we just got to figure what we have now is probably half of that. Okay. So we've probably only got 50. Well, we have like 60%. We've probably got another 40, but 80% of the population has only paid half. So we got the other half coming in the next few months, hopefully. Because we've already had a couple grand added so far this month.
We got to improvise because the prior board did not approve their budget, so that left a audit problem that's still to be resolved. But that kind of like allowed us to start fresh because their unapproved budget, we had nothing to do, so we couldn't spend anything until June. So we were like out there in the wilderness. I was actually donating, money off of credit cards to do compliance issues, right? I buy the gate and then get paid back once we got our money and stuff. But we were like, Steve and I had to go out and do compliance for ADEQ because it had to be done and there was no money for us to be able to hire, pay, or do anything. And we had to wait till June. So a lot of this was improvisation. I don't know how we got here, but we made it.
I'd sure like the blank for the summary, because that would cost us a whole lot less to post a summary. That's like one page instead of one of these, which is like three pages in the newspaper.
We can do that.
Because it was like $600.
Well, what they do is they shrink it. We didn't complain because we were getting on Laura's good side, but we can shrink that thing down. We can do a lot of things.
Insurance. Oh, well, you know.
She made it as big as possible, and I didn't complain because Laura.
Okay,
and I
well, just say I'll just leave the insurance at $1,800, because that includes. That would pretty much include both insurances. Cool.
We
got that so far.
We could have shrunk it down, so we didn't have to have it that big. And we could have shrunk it. We could have negotiated with her, but I wanted her to be happy. So that's why I didn't complain. But next time, we're going to shrink it. It's not going to cost as much. Because she charges by the square inch. And you put this thing in, like, just about as big as it is. I mean, she filled that paper up with it. And then other people will shrink it down to half so they don't pay half as much. So the one I send her is going to be a lot smaller. We're going to shrink it down.
I'm trying to figure out how many dollars a month we spend on things like postage and envelopes and letters and
I'd say
other supplies.
Put $250
down. Oh, that's probably way more than that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to ask her.
Well, we'll check it out against the real costs.
Because it's like $300 a month in stamps.
True that.
Jesus. That's what I'm saying. Plus, then there's letters and papers and envelopes. And
we'll make it below $1,000. $900?
About eight or nine.
So we've got some to give back if we need to. Because once we've got it budgeted, we can move it from one thing to the next if we have excesses. We can approve different, disbursements in open session.
Yeah.
The main thing is you have to have it there even if you're not going to use it, because then if you have to use it and you don't have it, then it's real hard to rob from Peter to pay Paul, as they say, right?
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry about any like federal money or grants. We don't have anything extant, but like the city, if they're applying for a grant, they have to write down in their budget that we've budgeted $1.9 million for the bike path or whatever, and then they go and pray. See, we've budgeted it, and it's there. So if you give us the money, it's in our budget. Yeah. You give us the money, it's not in our
budget.
We can't spend it until next year.
If they budget the workers in and the workers don't show, then they don't get the budget. Anyway, you got to even be there with your thumbs up your butt, even if they, get you to be there.
There's a lot of checks and balances that keep this pretty straight, considering how, involved it is. Every government agency has to do this in the state. Right. We're the smallest, and then, the legislature would be the largest.
Yeah.
And so we're the littlest. Government agency in the state.
Probably.
It's the same laws and the same process.
I don't know. I think the Superior Sanitary District might be smaller.
They'd have to have three board members, but I'm just thinking budget-wise.
I'm just kidding.
What's that place that was running out of water today in Arizona? It was Cherry something?
Oh,
it was
all sorts of places. Arizona's
running
out of water.
Today in Arizona. That's all you need
town.
To know. Or, water. Paige running out of water. Everybody's running out of water right now.
Yeah.
There's going to be like one good rain in a couple of weeks, if we're lucky, and then it's going to be dry as it can be until July again.
Well, hers is $800 a month, so that's the $9,600 worth of professional services. Do you think we're going to need any more professional services?
Perhaps a lawyer.
Well, how much?
Attorney contingency.
I mean, how much more is that going to be?
I don't know. It's like maybe $3,000 for a retainer to $5,000. It's hard to say.
Plus $250 an hour, basically, for what as we need him.
Perhaps.
Well, the retainer is so he can get started, but we got to basically.
Retainer's against any of the charges.
Yeah, and it's basically, well, yeah, but we always have to, we have to keep it at that. So if he does anything and he bills us, we give him the money. So it's always, it always has the $3,000.
You know, it'd be 20 hours of work on a $5,000 retainer at $250 an hour.
Let's see, what's $5,000? That sounds like a good number. So I add 5,000 to that, so that's 14,600.
Always puts a smile on an attorney's face.
I'm going to cut the wastewater treatment plant. I'll just put it down as site maintenance. I'm going to put that in as $10,000, and that would also include hiring somebody to run weed eaters or anything like that. Yeah, see, that's where we covered that at.
We have one W-2 employee.
Yeah.
To go, Kelsey.
But he's like part-time, so right. I'm not going to put him under the salary and waged employees up here like we are.
We're going to do a controlled burn, and then there's a little not that little bit of cattail there, so we got to get out.
Insurance is $1,800. It's $600, so that allows $1,200 for workman's comp. So I don't think I need to add anything for that.
Okay.
Hmm. I'm going to add all these numbers up though. Now.
And so what happens is you we put out.
$42,500.
And then there's a comment period. Do we publish the approved budget? So the approved one gets published, right? Or not the unapproved one? Or which one gets published? I forget.
The preliminary.
The preliminary budget. Then that allows for comment. And then we approve the preliminary budget if no one stops it or complains or whatever.
But usually the only real changes you can make on the approved budget is line item changes, because once you preliminarily approve a dollar amount, I don't think you can change that $95,600,
right.
Whatever
so
we approve.
So the public gets to see that there's not an outright like conversion of funds or something.
Right.
You know, so that's why there's that preliminary budget and then the approved one. And what happened with the prior board is they published the preliminary budget and then never approved it. That froze up our funds, and then it also freed us because it gave us a clean slate where our fingerprints aren't on that former board or any of their actions.
Yeah. So out of the 200 monthly payments we're mailing out, how many do you think we're getting back? Yeah, how many payments we get mailed every month that aren't yearlies? I'm just trying to figure out how much money we get from customers right now.
Well, I can tell you here
what we have received so far this year. We did get. Oh, yeah, how much have we gotten so far total? That's
how,
the thing is,
how much sewage work we get for the price we're paying.
I think we're going to get close to the 42.5 we thought we would get, but that simply was because we were guesstimating on our two customer count. As she shows us, we're $29,000 behind that. So there's literally that plus those are all the people we didn't even account for. I just accounted for. I don't know. It was only 275 customers. No, I don't even think it was 200.
We spent off of that old. I had that five-year-old list of customers, and so we used that 163 customers, and I think rounded it up to 200.
Yeah, because we knew originally we had over 300 customers.
And then we were amazed to find out there
and
were
we were actually
400
there were 300, 500 properties with 300 actual billable properties.
So there were lots of surprises once we started putting the records
online
back.
Right now. That's just,
but we're getting it. We're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
The main thing is to get that thing published in a timely fashion.
I kind of need to figure out how much we're going to carry over.
But the big deal is having it done in the board meeting where we approve all of this.
Through
we get it published.
Well, Terry Grant.
I got sales here, but sales is where I deal.
Right.
51,000, but how much are we collecting? We have billed
21,000. Oh, that includes yearly bills too, right?
Right.
Yeah, the ones that I have sent out is a 51,000. So, I mean, that's what you should collect. That's what you should have, 50,000 for
I'd go up 50.
Yeah,
if you heard our CPA, I recommend.
Charlie.
Yes.
We can do that all we want, but the thing is if we're not getting the money, it doesn't matter how. I could put $100,000 down there if I want. I would just keep it where it is right now until we get all of those other things corrected.
Okay, that's okay.
Because it looks like we're going to actually get about $42,500 this year, because I think we've already collected $35,000.
We got close, got lucky.
Yeah, so we're going to get pretty close to that, because I just guesstimated, 200 times 240,000,
But, now I kind of know the customers better, and they are.
And we're probably going to start getting, okay. We'll go with that then.
Get to them and ask them, like I asked for this Tate Rich, to pay up.
I know Tate Rich. So, what's Tate up to?
He just sent us a check for $408. This was a woman that has moved away. I was living here before, and then I have moved. She said, don't bill me anymore. And then I looked on that report that you gave, and he was at that same address. It's a two-unit, so he's been paying $170 times two a year.
Well, he's good for it. He teaches at the college.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, everybody knows Tate.
But then he called and he asked, what are you billing me for? And I told him, you pay nothing so far. So.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And I mean, there's more going to be like that, that you can get to kind of know who they are. There's one person that
was here
and didn't
carry
it, and he walked away. I'm
going to
show him after him. One at a time, like that.
Yep, that's how it gets done. I'm going to get out there and... Oh, do we need a picture of the RV park? How many people are there?
There's actually, they have 103 spaces.
All right.
So I'm going to get them for $824.
Oh, I only saw number 103. Right. It was the highest number I saw.
Okay. We got to talk to him. I've got a copy. Is he coming in?
Well, no, I haven't been able to get them, but I should start talking to him because he wants to talk to me about something.
Great.
Else.
Here's a copy of the bylaw for him if he does come in.
And we're flexible. We'll work stuff out. Again, we can update the bylaws. We can do things. We can do waivers and the like. We'll work out something that's good for everyone there.
He's a cool guy. I mean, he paid me to move out of there.
Right. I mean,
he paid my rent.
And I wouldn't doubt that Joe Lewis probably, had his golf carts locked up on his property somehow. I know how these things happen.
Well, utilities, see, that's what I'm thinking. Wasn't it like $150 a month just for QuickBooks?
We got to be friends with all of them. We got to smile and smile and smile some more when it comes to our property owners.
Isn't it about $150 a month for QuickBooks? Average?
I know it's the same one every month, so I have.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is. That's part of utilities.
Plug and play. The reason we do QuickBooks is because it's the standard that everyone accepts. And so we've got a CPA for audits. We've got QuickBooks for audits. So that, if something happened to all of us, these books would be able to be, understood without a lot of trouble.
We enter all the bills and all what people pay. So we have all that.
But QuickBooks is one of our big deals because the records were just a horrible, awful mess. And, leaking money and no audits, no proper ledgering.
Well, if some customer calls me and asks me what am I paying and how much do I owe, and I can open the computer and tell them.
Exactly.
Yeah, at least from when we started. Maybe not from that. The problem is we don't have it from.
Right.
Balance is what is really not so good.
When I get the new assessor's records, I have to append it to our current setup. So I got some work to do, but it won't be hard now that we've got it all.
It's about $133.69.
That is
a month, right?
Deal.
Yes.
When you consider, the fact that that's public money, it's taxes that we're managing.
I don't know how much our phone's going to cost us every month.
Put 50.
Well, it might be more with Sparklight, but maybe they can do just phones.
We can get a bundle because phone and internet are two different
charges. It's like $126 a month.
$75
It is. They're offering us half off for it, and that's $59.95.
Right.
So it's a $1.20. It's a $1.20 a month for both.
$75 for internet and phone.
It's going to be more than that.
Put $100 down.
Yeah, I better put $100 down.
And then it's $100 a year for the website.
Oh, Jesus.
$120 a year or whatever. $100 a year.
You're killing me here. So that's 134 plus 142. 672. Oh, Jesus.
I'm glad you're a mad scientist. Math guy.
Times 12.
What if he's acting?
3,312 plus $100. That's 30. So basically, $3,500 a year for.
I've been on a lot of movie sets where you just go.
Utilities is $3,500 a year.
What is he up to?
Do 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 do. Fuel, nah. Building maintenance, nah. Materials and supplies, I bet you we're going $400 a month. So I'm going to go to $4,800 for that. Of course, this is going to be way more money than we're ever going to collect, but I think we're about there.
No, black and white. Turn to Purdy. Turn to Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean Harwood and I were riding our horses in the lots right up here. And it was right after this robbery. They'd gotten into the safe at the El Rancho supermarket. And we found all of the quarters and all the change. They, like, dropped it off. And so we're riding on our horses, and we find this stash of all these coins and stuff from the, you know, supermarket robbery from a couple nights before. We got put in the paper for doing that, for having found the and recovered some robbery footage. We were on our horses. Well, that's why we could see it. Yeehaw. We're way up there high, so you can see that.
So you were a real cowboy, huh? You're a modern cowboy.
The silly stuff we did.
A modern cowboy.
I was in 4-H. Everybody was in 4-H.
Right out of 4-H.
Absolutely.
We
competed against FFA because those guys are farmers and we're ranchers.
Yeah, Sam was riding a cow.
Oh, that was wrong number.
We're not.
There we
FFA,
go. Plus.
Sure.
Wow.
Now we got Buckeyes. We know because we got Buckeye balls.
I can judge horses.
But we got Buckeye balls now.
It's not easy to judge a horse.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Forced to pick up them quarters.
The next pile of numbers.
That's it. Good job.
They have food. They can't come in quarters.
So, back to Ernie and David in the pecan orchard. David. The property there at David's, there's this huge pond that's empty.
Oh, that ain't right.
And so David was going to fill it up with Bisbee effluent and then have a fishing pond there to charge, right? And he had all this together, and he had a company, an LLC, and this thing and that, and the state, like, turned it down. But they were like, there's this big empty pond that they never got to fill up where the pipe goes right next to it, you know? Yeah, and so you see that overhead, like, wow, there's, you know, David's pond, and they were going to put all that Bisbee effluent in it, and the state wouldn't let them do it.
Oh, yeah.
But that was part of the deal they had with Bisbee. And it's half a joke and it's half true. You know, we explain this stuff to people, and for whatever purposes, just blame Ernie.
Yeah.
You know, told that to Ann English, the supervisor, like, all this stuff goes back to those administrations.
No, oh, she's got it all written down, right?
He's not alive. You can just. Yeah. They caused a lot of trouble. Now we're trying to fix it. So you got any blame? Just leave it at Ernie's door because he won't care.
Yeah, he's gone.
It just simplifies things. Well, look at Maria. Maria thinks she's like, you know, administrated in or grandmothered in. Like, she's not paying. She's got like 7 properties and won't pay anything on them.
She won't pay.
And then she acts like she can't. No, speak the English, you know. So she'll get it in writing. I could talk to her.
She's not paying right now?
How much does Maria owe right now, Monica?
Oh, I have no idea. She has tenants, and that's the problem.
And almost all of them, that's like 90% of those returned from all of those empty addresses. Because they own like 15 properties around town, okay?
And they never paid on it. They act like they don't have to still.
Yeah.
So that's one of our messes to clean up still. But blame it on Ernie.
We'll be sure to go to one of the houses. They've got somebody renting to turn it off first. That'll get them ringing up.
It won't be hard to collect that money.
It better not be, because we're at $90,000. We can't get that much money. So there's that.
It's buried somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I turned it over.
But the good news about Knoxville is everybody's pretty honest, and, you know, that's that. Most everybody's, like, doing it right. It's just this one little group that thinks they're totally privileged, and they've always been, and that's the problem. And then they got these deals that they were hiding and all of that.
So, as it stands now, we have $62,500 in revenue and a $90,000 budget, so we got some work to do.
Yeah, I guess so.
That we're doing.
It's just what it costs, guys.
That means we're gonna have to raise some rates or raise the people aren't.
No, we gotta get people paying their bills every month.
Yeah, but we might have to go up from 17 to 20 if that's the case, and we need that extra money.
And that's if we spend $10,000 taking care of the.
So we do have options, and we might have to raise it from the 17 because it was 18 and then they dropped it down. Because some people were paying 18 and some people were paying 17. It was a two-tier thing, and so they just, like, dropped the dollar off and made everybody pay 17.
And it's just all the services have gone way up in prices.
I was helping Rosa with the stuff, and some people were getting 18, some were 17, and so they, like, fixed it.
Yep.
There is no device here.
And we really can't. Well, we might have carryover monies too. See, that's the other issue. I don't have any carryover.
I
might
have
15. Well, it depends on how much money we get in taxes. We might get another $5,000-$6,000 in tax money coming in over this year. It is May.
We have a whole month and a half. Yeah.
Get all those people who owe in the other half of their property taxes in May. We'll be paying right now. So we don't know how much that is. We'll get it all put into our account if we only ask $22,000 for it. But if people owed back taxes that they were paying and stuff, we get that too. So we're not limited to $22,000 in taxes. If people haven't, like this year, if like a whole bunch of people didn't pay their taxes this year and they pay next year, then we'll get more. So. Whenever they pay, we get the money. Unfortunately, that's how that works. So we're only $27,500 short.
So we might have to raise our rates.
We have to see how much money we're going to have left over at the end of the year and all that good stuff.
And how we get that $29,000 in arrears, what their status is.
Yeah, see, that's the money right there. If that's $29,000 in 1 year that we're not getting, well, let's just go. 9,000 of that might be a little bit more from previous years because there's a few real long ones.
But
that's still 20 grand more.
Yeah, I think you should,
that would put us at 82.5. That would put us at 82.5 worth of income.
We're going to end up at the elementary school. I have to get Jackie Clay, the superintendent, to help us.
I don't think we're going to do that.
Well, what I mean to the people, to tell the people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. We'll have a town hall there. We can use the school for that, because they've done it before.
Oh, yeah.
email addresses, phone numbers, stuff like that.
Yeah, but we got to get it back onto the...
I got to go visit Jackie.
Because we got one more month's worth of wait thing to pay at the beginning of this month of our regular monthly expenses, and then we don't have anything to pay for the rest of this budget year.
Uh-huh.
So all of the extra money we get in after that is going to just get piled on and carried over to next year. So if we're getting more tax money stuff, and some of that tax money from people paying in May, they might not get paid till June or July, so we might get a trickle. Because it seems like we get several $100 to $1,000 trickling in. We get a big influx of tax money November, December. Then it goes down in January, then February and March, we still get some. Like even last month, we got $1,000 or $1,200 May. And then, boom, already this month, we've had, $3,000 or $4,000 worth of tax money put in. So I'm having a funny feeling that's where the rest of our money's coming from. So we might still have $5,000 or $10,000 to carry over, which would help.
Yep.
We'll see. I might be willing to push that to... The taxes at $22,000, you know, see if it'll fly. I kind of wanted to run it at 22 last year.
Put it up
but
to the max just because of what, you know, because of the deficit we're looking at.
Yeah. Everything's gone up in price.
And it's going to go up, and we're going to have inflation. And so if we have to raise rates and raise tax rates to keep this thing solvent, that's what we got to do. It's not like we have a lot of choices.
Until you guys let us start getting grant money to do what we need to do to make it operational and better. It's not really cost
effective. Just be glad we don't have a pension problem like the city has.
Yeah.
So if people not paying the bills are worst problem, then we're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What would you ask for in a grant?
Oh,
because
if I wanted to reline the old cast iron pipes with fiberglass insert linings, the blowing kind that harden under
pond
steam,
liners for the four ponds,
which actually prevents water intrusion and leakage and seepage and is much better for the environment.
Legacy mm-hmm. Foundation have.
Well, we have WIFA through ADEQ and all
right,
sorts of stuff like that.
We need pond liners eventually. But
or redesigned, or just a complete redesigned
right.
system.
Well, what's happening is we're waiting for the feds to say that they want to come in and bulldoze ours and start fresh. That's
basic.
Kind of like the holding action, because we can put a whole bunch of improvements in, and then they'd want to come in and bulldoze it and start fresh anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So one reason we're in with the state and everything's in this quasi situation is because there's money earmarked to fix all of this, and they're just waiting to get past COVID and. Mm-hmm. You know, they're supposed to have it on the June 9th IBWC meeting. They're talking about PNACO and what they've been studying. But it's not in the agenda. I keep looking at it. They haven't set it up. Our project manager, Roberto Molina, he's been recovering from COVID. Mm-hmm. That was several months ago. But COVID and inflation and supply chain issues slow everything down.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to consider that in contingencies. So yeah, same time on Thursday, right? 2:30, and we get ready to get our preliminary budget together for an open session.
Hopefully I will have all this up and running then. Otherwise I gotta call and find out.
Okay, we'll be back on Thursday at 2:30.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Cool.
Steven.
Thursday at 2:30? Sounds good to me. Yep. Okay. Well, then I move to adjourn this meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned by unanimous vote of all present.
And